The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. The year was 1521. The date was October the 11th. That's when King Henry VIII of England was given the title Defender of the Faith by Pope Leo X following the publication of the King's book against Martin Luther. It was on that same day, in 1899, that the Boer War began in South Africa between the British Empire and Boers of the Transvaal and Orange Free State. The war ended in 1902 with the Treaty of Pretoria, in which the Transvaal and Orange Free State became British colonies. It was that date in 1939 that Albert Einstein warned President Franklin D. Roosevelt that his theories could lead to Nazi Germany's development of an atomic bomb. Einstein suggested the U.S. develop its own bomb. This resulted in the top-secret Manhattan Project. And in 1962 this week, the Second Vatican Council was opened in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome by Pope John the 23rd. Sessions were held in four successive autumns from 1962 to 1965. Vatican II resulted in sweeping changes to the Catholic Church, including the use of English and local native languages in the Mass instead of Latin, and openness and coordination with other religions and denominations. Also on that date, in 1976, the Gang of Four, including the widow of Mao Zedong, was arrested in China, charged with plotting a coup. They were subsequently tried and convicted of various crimes against the state. It's the birthday of Eleanor Roosevelt in 1884. She died in 1962 and was born in New York City. She was the wife of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 32nd U.S. president, and as First Lady, she led an unprecedented independent life, striving to improve the lives of people all over the world. In 1933, she became the first wife of a president to give her own news conference in the White House. She traveled extensively on her own and was affectionately called the First Lady of the World. She served as U.S. delegate to the United Nations for many years and helped write the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This war was the first war observed up close by newspaper reporters and photographers. I'll give you a little time to think about it before I give you another clue. It was on October the 12th, 1811, that Paraguay declared its independence from Spain and Argentina. And in 1822, Brazil became independent of Portugal on that same date. And it was in 1960, during a debate over colonialism in the United Nations, that Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev took off his shoe and pounded his desk repeatedly. It was on the 13th of October, 54 AD, that Roman Emperor Claudius died after eating mushrooms poisoned by his wife, the Empress Agrippina. And in 1775, the U.S. Navy was born this week after the Second Continental Congress authorized the acquisition of a fleet of ships. And in 1792, the cornerstone of the White House was laid by George Washington. The building, located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is 3 stories tall with over 100 rooms and was designed by James Hoban. In November of 1800, President John Adams and his family moved in. The building was first known as the Presidential Palace, but acquired the name White House about 10 years after its completion. It was burned by the British troops in 1814, then reconstructed, refurbished, and reoccupied in 1817. Also on October the 13th, 1884, Greenwich was established as the universal time from which standard time throughout the world is calculated. It was on that date in 1990 that the first Russian Orthodox service in over 70 years was held in St. Basil's Cathedral next to the Kremlin in Red Square. It's the birthday of Molly Pitcher in 1754. She died in 1832 and was born near Trenton, New Jersey, as Mary Ludwig. She was a water carrier at the Battle of Monmouth in 1778 during the American Revolution. After her husband, artilleryman John Hayes, collapsed, she took his place at his cannon. It was October the 14th, 1066, that the Norman conquest began with the Battle of Hastings, in which King Harold II of England, the last of the Saxon kings, was defeated and killed by William of Normandy's troops. And in 1912, President Theodore Roosevelt was shot by a fanatic while campaigning in Milwaukee. Roosevelt was saved by his thick overcoat, a glasses case, and a folded speech in his breast pocket, all of which slowed the bullet. Although wounded, he insisted on making the speech with the bullet lodged in his chest and did not go to the hospital until the meeting ended. Roosevelt, a rugged outdoorsman, fully recovered in 2 weeks. It's the birthday of Pennsylvania founder William Penn in 1644. He died in 1718 and was born in London. In 1681, he received a royal charter with a large land grant in America from King Charles II. Penn, a Quaker, welcomed members of all religious faiths and established a democratic form of government in his province, which measured over 50,000 square miles. It's also the birthday of Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1890. He died in 1969, and he was the 34th U.S. president, born in Denison, Texas. He served 2 terms as president from January 20, 1953 to January 20, 1961. Nicknamed Ike, he was a West Point graduate and career Army officer who became supreme commander of the Allied forces in Western Europe during World War II. He held the rank of 5-star general of the Army. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This war was the first war observed up close by newspaper reporters and photographers. During this war, the English nurse Florence Nightingale pioneered modern-style sanitation methods, saving many lives. Don't know? Stick around. I'll give you a little bit more in just a couple of moments. It was October the 15th, 1815, that Napoleon Bonaparte arrived on the Isle of St. Helena, beginning a British-imposed exile from his defeat at the Battle of Waterloo. On that date in 1917, World War I spy Mata Hari was executed by a French firing squad at Vincennes Barracks outside Paris. And in 1945, Pierre Laval, the former premier of Vichy France, was executed for collaborating with Nazi Germany during World War II. Also on that date, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev was deposed as first secretary of the Soviet Communist Party. He was replaced by Leonid Brezhnev. In 1991, the U.S. Senate confirmed Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court by a 52-48 vote following several days of tumultuous hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The committee held hearings concerning sexual harassment charges made by a former aide. Thomas became the second African-American to sit on the court, replacing retired Justice Thurgood Marshall. It's the birthday of the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche in 1844. He died in 1900 and was born in the province of Saxony. Best known for stating, "God is dead," and for his prediction in the late 1800s, "There will be wars such as there have never been on earth before." He eventually succumbed to mental illness. It was on the 16th of October, 1701, that Yale University was founded in Killingworth, Connecticut, as the Collegiate School of Connecticut. The school moved to New Haven in 1716. And 2 years later, the name was changed to Yale College to honor Elihu Yale, a philanthropist. In 1886, it became Yale University. And in 1793, Queen Marie Antoinette was beheaded during the Reign of Terror following the French Revolution. She was the wife of King Louis XVI, and had become the symbol of the people's hatred for the old regime due to her extravagance and frivolity. According to legend, she responded, "Let them eat cake," when told poor people had no bread. It was October the 16th, 1916, that the first birth control clinic in America was opened in Brooklyn, New York, by Margaret Sanger, a nurse who worked among the poor on the Lower East Side of New York City. Also on that date, in 1964, China detonated its first nuclear bomb at the Lop Nor test site in Xinjiang. Now here's the last clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This war was the first war observed up close by newspaper reporters and photographers. During this war, the English nurse Florence Nightingale pioneered modern-style sanitation methods, saving many lives. One of the battles was immortalized in a Tennyson poem. Can't get your mind fired up enough yet to come up with the answer? I'll give it to you in just a couple of moments. It was October the 16th, 1995, that the Billion Man March took place in Washington, D.C., under the direction of the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. It's the birthday of the American teacher and journalist Noah Webster in 1758. He was born in West Hartford and died in 1843. His name became synonymous with dictionary after he compiled the first American dictionaries of the English language. It's also the birthday of the Irish poet and playwright Oscar Wilde in 1854. He died in 1900 and was born in Dublin, Ireland. It's the birthday of David Ben-Gurion in 1866. He died in 1973 and was born in Płońsk, Poland. He was largely responsible for the founding of the modern state of Israel in 1948 and is revered as the father of the nation. It's also the birthday of the American playwright Eugene O'Neill in 1888. He died in 1953 and was born in New York City. He wrote more than 35 plays and was the first American dramatist awarded a Nobel Prize for Literature. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. It was on October the 16th, 1853, that the Crimean War began after the Turkish Ottoman Empire declared war on Russia. Britain, France, and portions of Italy allied with the Turks against Russia. It became the first war observed up close by newspaper reporters and photographers. One of the battles was immortalized in Tennyson's poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade. Amid poor sanitary conditions, disease killed many wounded French and British troops. English nurse Florence Nightingale then pioneered modern-style sanitation methods, saving many lives. I'll leave you today with this quote, whose author is unknown. Life is not a race, but a journey to be savored each step of the way. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.